Federal authorities confirmed that they're rounding up Iraqis in Nashville and elsewhere for possible deportation. The sweep began last week, and so far, six people have been detained. Immigration authorities say the sweep is aimed at removing those with criminal convictions. It's part of a deal with the Iraqi government. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Immigration rights groups say federal authorities are using heavy-handed tactics to bring in the men, including visiting their workplaces and seizing them in their homes. It especially troubles them that the arrests are being made during the religious month of Ramadan. Andrew Free is an attorney who represents some of the men who've been detained. He says they've been cooperating with immigration authorities for years, so there was no reason to begin rounding them up all of a sudden last week.
If they hadn't checked in and if they hadn't followed their order of supervision, they would have already been snatched up. And one question that is open in my mind is it would have been possible to just call them and say, please come in.
A spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms its agents are trying to remove Iraqi nationals whose deportations had been blocked in years past. A similar operation is underway in the Detroit area, which, like Nashville, has many refugees from Iraq. ICE says all of the possible deportees have convictions. The agency lists crimes such as homicide, rape, assault, and drug trafficking. Arrest records show that many of those charges date back a decade or more. The sweep is related to President Trump's travel ban. In exchange for being left out of the ban, the government in Baghdad agreed to take back Iraqi nationals slated for deportation from the U.S. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.